The following program is presented by ILAC Radio. For more, go to ilacradio.com. Hello, and welcome to Ask an Immigration Lawyer with our guest, David Orman. On today's show, we answer a question from one of our listeners, Alona. Her question is, how long does it take to get a visa to Canada, and is there any way to speed up the process? Here's some important vocabulary that you'll hear in the first half of the show. Process or process, a series of actions that are done in order to achieve a particular result. Practicing or practice, in the context of the upcoming show, the definition is the work of a doctor or lawyer, or the place where they work. Beneficial, having a good effect. Firm, a business or a company. Furnish, to supply or provide something. Now let's get on with the show. Hi, David.
Hello.
Now, you are a senior immigration lawyer practicing in Toronto with an office right here at ILAC in our Yorkville building, correct?
Yes, we're very excited because we've just opened up our office at Yorkville, and we're looking forward to meeting with students who have all sorts of immigration questions.
And this is obviously beneficial for the students in a great way.
Well, instead of having to get on the subway and go downtown where my office is located, they can now meet us exactly where they're studying. And remember, for students that are listening overseas, it is easy to contact us by emailing us at lawyer@ilac.com, LAWYER at ilac.com.
So this week's question comes to us from Alona, and she wants to know, how long does it take to get a visa to Canada, and is there any way to speed up the process?
Well, first of all, I would say that the best way to speed up the process is to make sure that you have a complete application. And the best way to make sure you have a complete application is by hiring someone like our firm who has done many applications over many years. In terms of the processing times for an application, some countries are processed very quickly. Countries, people who live in Europe, for instance, and who don't need to do medicals, and that's most citizens of Europe, can have their applications processed as quickly as 1 or 2 weeks. On the other hand, certain people from other countries have a requirement to either furnish their medicals or provide their fingerprints in order for the study permit to be issued. For instance, if a student is applying from Colombia, that student is required to provide fingerprints in order for the study permit to be issued. That requirement can slow down the visa issuance and make a student wait closer to 2 months for a visa issuance rather than 1 or 2 weeks.
Let's take a look at some of the vocabulary that you'll hear coming up in the second half of this show. Expire, to end, to no longer be valid after a period of time. Previously, existing or happening before the present time. Affix, to attach something to something else. Obtain, to gain or get something, usually by effort. Procedure, a series of actions that are done in a certain way or order, or an established or accepted way of doing something. So David, I have a question for you. If somebody wants to come to study at English at ILAC, do they need a study permit?
The answer is that a student coming to study at ILAC does not always need a study permit. If they are coming to Canada and their course of studies is less than 6 months, then they can come to Canada as a visitor and then study English at ILAC. So they don't have to apply for a study permit. they are welcome to if they want, but they don't have to. They can just apply for a visitor visa. And for those students who don't need to apply beforehand for a visa to come to Canada, so for students of many European countries, for instance, a student of Spain would be able to come to Canada without applying in advance for a visa, and they would be able to, after they came to Canada, apply to ILAC to study English and study English for up to 6 months without the need for a study permit. Now, if after those 6 months they decided that they wanted to continue their studies, then they would need to apply for a study permit in order to continue their studies at ILAC. But if their studies are less than 6 months, they don't need a study permit in order to study at ILAC.
So what if a student comes here on a visitor visa and they study at ILAC and they want to continue their studies after 6 months? How do they go about doing that?
Well, the student, once they've studied for more than 6 months, or if they want to continue their studies after initially coming here and their 6 months visa expires, they will need to apply for a study permit. Now, it is not necessary for the student to actually leave Canada to apply for the study permit. The student can make the study permit application either through an online process, which we will help you with, or a mailing process, and indicate that they have studied previously at ILAC, and that they want to study further at ILAC, or even if they haven't studied at ILAC, that they now are looking at studying at ILAC. And they will, in most cases, be approved for a study permit, and then will be required to send their passport in order for a visa to be affixed to it to allow them to study and obtain that study permit. Now, if the student is from a country that requires a visa to enter Canada, then the student will actually have to physically send their passport to the visa office, and the visa office is frequently located in the United States, and the passport will be sent back to them. They will then have to leave Canada and briefly and return in order to get the study permit. Now, that sounds complicated, but it's not quite as complicated as it sounds. Many students are able to exit Canada, go to the border at the United States, and quickly turn around and come back and obtain a study permit. So when I say they have to leave Canada, they don't necessarily have to get on an airplane and leave Canada. They only have to briefly leave Canada. But remember, this type of procedure is something that you should talk to someone from my office about before you do it, as it's something that a student needs to understand the procedures for before they go ahead and do it.
Okay, that was a great show, David. Thanks for coming on with us today, and we'll see you next week.
My pleasure.
All right, thank you. We hope you learned something today. Let's recap some of the vocabulary that you heard. Process or process, a series of actions that are done in order to achieve a particular result. Practicing or practice, the work of a doctor or lawyer, or the place where they work. Beneficial, having a good effect. Firm, a business or a company. Furnish, to supply or provide something. Expire, to end, to no longer be valid after a period of time. Previously, existing or happening before the present time. Affix, to attach something to something else. Obtain, to gain or get something, usually by effort. Procedure, a series of actions that are done in a certain way or order, or an established or accepted way of doing something. If you are a student at ILAC, or thinking about studying at ILAC, and want to contact David about immigration questions, or if you want your question answered on our show, send us an email at lawyer@ilac.com. That's LAWYER@ILAC.com.